A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. A long time ago, I worked at a dealership, and we had a maintenance man who was from Slovakia, and he was an Eastern Orthodox. He would come to work, and during this time of the year, when we have the Paschal candle lit, he would look at me and say, "Christos Voskres." And I didn't know what to say. So he told me, "You must know the answer to that. That means Christ has risen. And you must respond, Voisten Voskres." Well, it took him a little while to get it in my head. So, yes, now I do know it. Christos Voskres. Voisten Voskres. And he said it with such intensity and with such love and commitment. And the other guys in the shop, none of them had a Christian faith. They just kind of look at it, and then once they ask me, "What are you guys talking about? What does that mean?" We are in the time of Easter. Oh, Easter. That's the time, and they all take worldly guesses at it. And I said, "Do you know what the cross is?" "Yeah, we have we have seen the cross." "Do you know what the crucifix is?" And it was my time to evangelize. So we have a crucifix and we have a cross. And there's quite a difference between the two of them. In our gospel today, Jesus is glorified. I thought he was glorified in his resurrection. Oh, wait a minute. No. He was raised from the dead for our sanctification. But it all began at the crucifixion. No crucifixion, no resurrection, right? And that's why St. Paul said, "I preach Christ crucified." We have to have this act of love, which we call the crucifixion. In our first reading from the book of Acts, it ends with, "And how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles." The Gentiles are the people that are not Jews. The people that Jesus came to first find and call his own. But then, those were the Jews, but then they would reject him. So St. Paul would go to the Gentiles. In this reading, it starts out with, after Paul and Barnabas had proclaimed the good news to that city. What city was that? That was the city of Perga. So if you read the Acts of Apostles and you go back just a little bit, what happened just before they left the cities? Paul was stoned almost to death. What did he do to get stoned? There was a man that was a cripple from birth, and he was preaching. And this man was paying attention to what they said. And Paul said, "This man has great faith." And he looked at him and he said, "Get up." And the man rose immediately. Crippled from birth, now he's walking. How did he get repaid? They wanted to make him a god, the people that were there, the Gentiles. When the Jewish people found out about it, they wanted him dead. And they stoned him, drug him out of the city with Barnabas, and left him for dead. And I love St. Paul. A little while later, what did he do? He stood up, dusted himself off, and went right back to doing what he was doing. God bless him. And that's why he said, he exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." It's not an easy journey, is it? In the book of Revelation, the one who sat on the throne, that was Jesus, he said, "Behold, I make things all new." Makes all things new. Why did we not accept this when we first heard it? Why do people, when they hear about God, walk away? Why do we have the choice to walk away? In our gospel, it says, when Judas had left them, Jesus said, why did Judas walk away? God holds us like this in the palm of his hand. And we have the choice to stay there where it's safe or to jump out. Tomorrow, Deacon Warner is going to visit the men in jail, prison, those who have jumped out. And he will be like Paul, going there and telling the people about this act of love. This crucifixion was the beginning of the glorification of God. And God will be glorified in us. Why do I say that? Halfway through the gospel, Jesus says, "My children, I will be with you only a little longer. My children. My children." Have you heard that before? Where he calls us children? John chapter 1. When Jesus talks about him being the light, John talks about Jesus being the light that shone in the darkness, and the darkness grasped it not. But to those who did come and understand him, they would become children of God. The gospel takes place on Holy Thursday, which is the night when our Lord was betrayed. Judas Iscariot was there. Jesus had washed his disciples' feet. And they were wondering who would be the one that would betray him. And they said, or Jesus said, "It is he to whom I give this morsel when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after the morsel, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "What you are doing, do quickly." And after receiving the morsel, He immediately went out, and it was night. It was night. In the beginning was the light, and the light shone in the darkness, John chapter 1. But the darkness grasped it not. Here's Judas, after seeing all that Jesus did, and in a Eucharistic moment when he took the morsel, he betrayed our Lord. I have a comment on that that I would like to share with you. Let me know what you think of it. The morsel which Jesus offers him is a sign of friendship, and therefore an invitation to him to give up his evil plotting. But Judas rejects the chance he is offered. What he received is good, says St. Augustine. But he received it to his own perdition, because he, being evil, received in an evil manner what is good. Satan entered into him means that from that moment Judas gave in completely to the devil's temptation. At that moment, he gave up. But he had a chance to leave. He had a chance to come back to Christ. That was from St. Augustine. And I have another one. I hope I don't bore you too much. But this one is from St. John Chrysostom. And this is about Jesus' reaction to what Judas is going to do. Judas, one of the 12, handpicked by our Lord. Christ repaid the man who was going to betray him with just the opposite. For example, he washed his feet, reproved him without bitterness, censured him in private, ministered to him, allowed him to share in his table and his kiss. Yet, though Judas did not become better because of these things, Jesus himself persevered in his course of action. Do good to those who do evil to you. Our Lord lived it. So what happens when Jesus goes up on the cross? And he said, it is consummated. And gives up his breath and dies. Father, unto your hands I commend my spirit. 3 days later, he raises from the dead. But when he was on the cross, he said, it is consummated, because that is when he drank that one cup that was offered during the Passover that he didn't drink before that. So what did he consummate? What did he finish on the cross? He finished the Old Testament sacrifice. He finished the Passover. Now we have a new Passover. And Jesus said, I now give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. And this is how all will know that you are my disciples. St. Paul hated the church. He was out there persecuting. He stoned Stephen to death. Same thing happens to Paul. But Paul picks himself and moves on. When the going gets tough, don't run away from it. Run into it. Love. Show forgiveness. Show compassion. Show prayers. You know, there's a memory in my mind of when I was just a child, and everybody had those things in their mom and dad's house that you remembered as a kid, maybe. So down the hallway, mom's house, or mom and dad's room was to the right, and at the end of it was mine. And when you walked down the hallway, there was a little table, and there was a little porcelain book that was opened, and it said, love one another. Always stuck in my mind. Every night, walking down the hall, My mom would hear me go by and she says, good night. And then she said, don't let the bed bugs bite. But my mom, I knew she loved me when she said, good night. And she left that little image there. Love one another. Because sometimes we don't. But all the time, he did. As we go through this Easter time, as children of the light, children of God, may we always be faithful for the sign of love that was shared and given to us.